Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White has held the elected office nearly two decades. This year, his Republican opponent is questioning whether White will be able to serve out another four-year term if elected. Jacqueline Driscoll joins me, Daisy Contreras, to break down this race and the candidates' platforms. Now, Jacqueline, for those who don't know, what is the Secretary of State in Illinois responsible for?
The Secretary of State has a lot more responsibilities than some might think. The most notable one is the state's vehicle registration and driver licensing authority, but they also keep state records, laws, they're in charge of the state library and archives.
And who are the candidates that are still standing just a couple weeks away from the general election?
We have Democratic incumbent Jesse White. He is an 84-year-old originally from Alton. He was first elected to the office of Secretary of State in 1998. And then we have a Republican candidate, Jason Helen. He's a 42-year-old who resides in Mizzen, Illinois, and he is currently the Grundy County State's Attorney. And last, a Libertarian candidate, that is Steve Duttner. He's 41 years old. He is from Elgin, and he says he has been active in politics for roughly half his life.
And as you've been following this race, Jacqueline, there have been some issues around the Secretary of State race. What have been the biggest issues so far?
The biggest issue so far is definitely White's age. Republican candidate Jason Helen has really been hitting White very hard on his age and questioning whether he is really going to be able to serve out another four-year term. So let's take a quick listen to what Helen said when asked if it was appropriate that he was being critical of White's age.
I think it's totally appropriate in this case. The Secretary of State doesn't have the stamina to last until 2023. I think it's clear that he's wanted to retire since 2009, and if somebody wanted to retire my office 10 years ago, I would have shown them the door.
That was Republican candidate for Secretary of State Jason Helland, and now we hear from the Libertarian candidate Steve Duttner.
I think that the problem is more with like term limits because he's approaching 20 years. So I think it's very offensive and disrespectful when my Republican opponent goes after Mr. White for his age.
For the most part, Duttner has been fairly complimentary of White's tenure in the position, although he does say that he believes the Secretary of State office is, quote, a stagnant one within the past 8 years, meaning that White hasn't really accomplished anything new. As we heard, he thinks this is more of an issue about term limits. And of course, we need to hear from the current Secretary of State, Jesse White, because this whole issue is about his age. So here's what he has to say about that.
I told Mr. Holland and my Libertarian opponent that I'm in better shape than both of them.
And Jacqueline, White has also been called out over the automatic voter registration. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is?
Definitely. So that is pretty recent. White has been called out for failing to implement the automatic voter registration program, which is essentially designed to streamline the registration process. Legislation was signed into law in 2017, and that required it to be up and running by July 1st of 2018. Some are saying only portions of that law have been implemented. In response, White's office says that this is not true. They say the program is up and running and, quote, going very well.
And do you think that White's long tenure has helped or hindered the Democratic Party in Illinois?
Well, it can be seen as both a blessing and a curse, really. If you look at the history of the office of Secretary of State, it's been used as a stepping stone to higher office, but White staying put in this position has really limited opportunities for other Democrats to build that similar name recognition that White does have throughout the state. But he's also secured a very important office for the Democratic Party since the late 1990s. And he has consistently been the highest statewide vote getter in election after election. However, this particular campaign season, the Republican Party is really hitting home this idea, this concept of career politicians, and that can definitely be seen as a negative for Jesse White in this race.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
All right, thank you, Daisy.